Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with nurse from Washington County Public Health, Lynn Fisher, about getting ready for flu season and getting an annual vaccine. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And with the flu, what kind of statistics do you hear? Is it common then to have mortality rates?
It is. And last year we were lucky. We were very fortunate. The state of Iowa did not have any pediatric mortality deaths. There were children that died from the flu and in complications of influenza last year across the United States. The year before, Iowa had a handful of children that died. So the Iowa Department of Public Health will be starting next week, sending out weekly updates to all the providers. And it's also available online, the weekly flu update. And they'll be tracking influenza very carefully.
And if people want to go get that vaccine, that annual vaccine, where should they go?
Yes, they certainly can go to their healthcare provider, or they can call us at the Washington County Public Health, and we will be happy to vaccinate them as well.
And regarding pregnant women, is there any study that getting the flu vaccine helps or hurts a baby?
There was recently a new study released in the literature that did link possible miscarriages with first trimester flu in vaccination. CDC has been very careful. There's been very careful with how they have released that information because it is concerning, of course, to women. It's only one study, and it did not link a strong causal effect. It couldn't report percentages. So we do recommend flu vaccine for anyone that's pregnant. Certainly if they would feel more comfortable in the second or third trimester, that's fine too. That linked to a slight increase in miscarriage was during the first trimester, and antibodies do pass to the unborn child. So a newborn child is not able to get vaccinated until they're 6 months old. So there is some antibody protection from mom, from the mother. So women can certainly talk with their healthcare provider about that concern. And it seems if they're very concerned, they can wait till their second trimester if that would feel more comfortable to them. We're always reluctant to make broad broadcasts on one research study.
In the past, we've talked about herd immunity. Is that then really important for those women?
It is, to protect people all around you so that you will not be exposed to that virus. And for these newborns that are under 6 months old that can't be vaccinated yet, or some children that are undergoing chemotherapy or some other disorder where their immune system is very, very low, we'd like to protect those people in our community as well.
And for those who may not have heard our previous interviews, can you explain what herd immunity is?
Yes, herd immunity is when everyone surrounding you is immunized and does have antibodies, and then that virus does not have a open gate or a doorway to get to people because everyone around you has the immunity.
So in closing, the recommendation then is to get the annual flu vaccine.
Right. Anyone over 6 months of age, 6 months of age or older, I should say, is eligible to receive a flu vaccine. So they can talk with their healthcare provider or come to us at Washington County Public Health.
That's been today's Washington Page with nurse from Washington County Public Health, Lynn Fisher, speaking about getting ready for flu season and getting an annual vaccine. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart for KCII News.